Yo, what's popping, guys and girls? Welcome back to the podcast for vegan athletes and entrepreneurs, Cheeky Power. That's right, Oliver Zurgis. And I just want to let you guys know, if you're ever planning on starting a podcast, please don't make the same mistake I just did and schedule all the interviews at the same time. I remember back when, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I had like 8 episodes scheduled within that week. I had like 2 days with 3 back-to-back episodes. And I mean, it gets a bit hectic. And especially if you're doing what I do, I use Libsyn.com to actually publish my post dynamically in all different places. So I just have to press one button and it goes all over. Make sure that you also make sure that you regulate. Don't cram all the podcasts at the same time, because then you have to do a lot of them and then quality gets a bit iffy. So just a tip like that, and without further ado, let's roll. And listen, I do know I get a little iffy with the podcast intros, but you know what? I'm going to give it my all. Get out of your comfort zone, right? Stop being a little chocolate piece, for lack of a better word. But without exception, today, super excited, Dr. Casey Johnson. Super blessed to have this person on. I mean, she is a chiropractor in the heart of Orlando, an amazing offer. She writes really, really well. She's a blogger as well. But most importantly, she has a podcast. And if you haven't checked it out, the Unlock Wealth podcast, you're missing out on tremendous value. I mean, I can't believe she's doing this for free. So definitely go check it out wherever you find podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening to Cheeky Power right now. Go check it out. She has so much value to bring. Interviewing so many different guests in the plant-based world. A bit different than I do. I do more entrepreneurship, but definitely go check out to what she is doing right now. And listen, I really want to keep this short and sweet. You probably heard about Mr. Ty Lopez talking about the greatest skill being the ability to identify trends and capitalize on them. And if you haven't noticed, the audio form of content is really killing it. So many people are opening podcasts, starting them new, and it's definitely something that you want to get into if you have a voice, if you've ever struggled with your voice like I did before, you definitely want to use this as an opportunity to grow in that space and actually master and cover a side of your weaknesses. Because though it's great to have someone within your team to actually cover the weaknesses that you can't actually work on, your voice is something that is attached to you, and your ability to communicate with other people is super, super important more and more. So definitely, if you're struggling with that, or if you've ever considered starting a podcast, this is a podcast you definitely want to take notes on. More importantly, get something out of it, and maybe get the ball rolling, getting one guest on your show, getting a second guest, and see how you do, right? Without further ado, Dr. Casey Johnson, super excited. Let's go. Well, I'd actually like to start off by asking you, you're one of those people that are super, super pioneers of the vegan movement, and you have a lot of credibility when it comes to transitioning people to the vegan diet. But I'd like to start off asking you, like, is there something that no one knows about you or a side of yourself that not many people know of?
You know, I was thinking about this question, Oliver, because you had sent this question over email. And if you get really, really random and take it back to like elementary school, I was like, what can I, like, I was trying to think of something, like maybe something that nobody would know. And this is really random, Oliver, and it has nothing to do with plant-based, but that's cool.
Absolutely.
So, in elementary school, I got second place in a yo-yo competition, and I know that that's really weird and random, but I think it kind of coordinates a little bit, because like I've always had like not super athletic, but like hand-eye coordination, like just that love for just kind of like competition and sport. Even though I wasn't the most like athletic or I guess like graceful, I played basketball for a really long time, but I would never consider myself like the best by any means, but I was a really great shooter. So just like that kind of attention to detail, I guess, but that's like a pretty random fact that I was thinking. I was like, a yo-yo competition is a pretty random fact, but I got second place. So.
Well, that's super cool though. Like I feel yo-yo has like died down for like recently, but that's super cool. I know that still people are passionate about it. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't keep up with that anymore, but but I think I could. If you guys sent me a yo-yo, I probably could do okay.
And actually, the reason I contacted you was I was really passionate about your podcast, and I really enjoyed the way you were able to turn content in a way that was more educational than just activism. First, I don't know if you're familiar with Gary Vee.
Oh yeah, love some Gary Vee.
Yeah, and he talks a lot about the trend that people are starting podcasts, people are starting to go more in the audio format of content creation. And I just wanted to ask you, for example, what got you started in the podcast and how exactly do you get started to get people into it? Because of course, if you have no podcast at first, I guess it's super hard to have and not get people thinking that you're wasting their time.
Right. It's almost been a year since I started my podcast. I started it April 13th of last year. So getting close to that year mark, which is pretty crazy. But you know, for that exact moment that I wanted to start it, I just remember that I decided that I was going to, and then like I wasted no time and just made it because I knew I would make a million excuses. Naturally, I'm a more introverted person, so like I really had to push past my comfort zone to get past that a lot. But you know, it's funny you mentioned Gary Vaynerchuk. I mean, I read his book, his older book, Crush It, or yeah, the first one's Crush It, right? Yeah,
Crush It. I have to read that.
The first one. Yeah, oh, it's great. I mean, even though he wrote it in 2009, like, it's so relevant, and, like, it's just amazing. And obviously, his new book's great, too. But after reading that and just keeping up with his content, I knew I needed to create some kind of platform. And I just had a daughter. I have a 2-year-old. I was spending some more time, not as much time practicing as I'm a chiropractor, but I decided to take some more time to be home with her since she was little. And I knew I had a little bit of extra time. I missed being able to help people. So I decided to build the platform basically in between all of that. So like I record podcasts with amazing guests, like while she's napping. So I just made it work. So that's Gary was actually a big push for that a year ago. Kind of gave me the confidence to even try it out and to stay consistent with it. And, you know, Oliver, the best thing it really was the best thing that I could have done. And like, it's really all about the consistency because I made sure every week, at first I did 3 episodes a week, which it's a lot of work, but it was definitely worth it. I try to stick to 2 episodes a week right now, just because of time. But that even then it's still pretty time consuming, but it's definitely 100% worth it. As far as like reaching out to guests, I mean, from the get-go, like I haven't been afraid to reach out to anybody. I mean, whether it's email or Instagram Messenger or Facebook Messenger, and like, you know, for the most part, most people say yes. Like, I mean, it's either a yes or maybe they have so many messages coming in or like they just don't respond, or maybe an assistant that says, oh, you know, they're super busy right now. Maybe try again in a few months. Like, nobody's ever like rude or anything because most people want to jump on different platforms and share their stories with different audiences. So, you know, it's just a cool way to connect because like a lot of these people are super busy. And if I didn't have a podcast, like I just wouldn't be able to jump on and talk to them for like an hour, you know, like it gives me an excuse to kind of instantly connect with somebody and get to know their story. So, starting a podcast has been the best. And like, the connections I've made have been just unreal in less than a year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, like you said, consistency is key. I remember when I started and I was doing probably like one episode a month, like maybe a year back, but I was absolutely not serious for it. I had a big gap where I was not doing anything. And I, looking back right now, I realized like, what would I be doing right now had I not started the podcast? And it's probably the best investment I've ever made, just connecting with awesome people like yourself, like Seb Alex, like Jeremy Haynes. It's just really awesome. I just can't visualize what would happen had I not decided to persevere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, people that I had been following as far, like, I mean, in all walks of life, but especially in the plant-based world, like, that I really looked up to for a while, like, there's a lot of those people that I can call friends now, and, like, that's just because I just put myself out there and, like, didn't really, you know, you have to get to a level where you don't care what people think, even though it probably never goes fully away, but I've definitely worked on that and improved it, and it's been worth it for sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like right now, just people, the worst answer you're going to get is not even a hard no. It's like a soft no. Hey, I don't have time. And just go for the big people. Go have fun and be yourself, right? And I think I want to take a moment, like just acknowledging your energy and just acknowledging your assertiveness. Like when you came on the phone, I was like, aha, she has a lot of energy and I'm excited for this. And just taking this back in story, like, were you always this assertive, confident, and vital?
I mean, like I said, I'm naturally a more introverted person. So thank you for saying that. I mean, that really is a compliment, because I've worked really hard to be able to have confidence when I'm talking in front of a bunch of people. Like, I mean, I would like, you know, like when you have to give like that speech in school, like in elementary, middle, high school, like I was always so nervous for those, like sweaty palms, red face, like I wanted to throw up. Like, I hated that stuff. And like, and you know, and I've shared this a few times, but like the first day I released my podcast, I released it with like 3 episodes. And the entire day, Oliver, I wanted to throw up. Like, I put it on Facebook and I was like, I'm going to throw up. Like, I'm not eating all day. Like, I was terrified, because I mean, like, you know, that's, you're putting yourself out there a lot when you do something like that. So, but I would say I've definitely come a long way on that aspect. Definitely more naturally quiet person. Not like, I don't desire to be like the center of attention or like, you know, but I do understand that to help a larger amount of people, I have to. So I've really worked hard at it, and I've had some really great mentors along the way. Shout out to Dr. Serrano. We did a lot of public speaking training, and like, I've just been able to just learn from a lot of amazing people on just how to get better at speaking in front of people.
Absolutely. And it's really awesome that you're able to talk about that and say that even though you've come this far, you have a whole back team of people helping you out, mentoring you. And absolutely. And of course, you can go online, you can go check out some different tricks of starting a podcast. They probably have like extensive guides which take you step by step. But I'm interested in asking you, like, as a podcaster, as a regular podcaster, are there any like secret ninja tricks that you carry on but that you don't feel people are talking about?
Like you said, there's probably a bunch of guides. I taught everything myself through Google and YouTube at the time, you know, and there's still so much that I'm trying to learn that I don't know. Probably one of the best things that I found that I don't see a lot. There's a site, it's called, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's like Auphonic or Auphonic, but, it's spelled AUPHONIC.com. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool, because like once you have, like if you record with somebody, you have that MP3, basically it's like you can input that MP3 and it improves the sound quality, and you can kind of eliminate some background noise, and like so that way if you record somewhere that maybe had a lot of noises, or like if you have somebody that talks really loud and somebody who doesn't, it helps level the sound a little bit. But I think for like 2 hours of audio a month, it's free, and then from there you can buy more hours, that and it's not that expensive. But I've had audios that it's really helped a lot. I know like not every audio that I put out there is perfect, because like maybe somebody's Wi-Fi is off that day, or like maybe my Wi-Fi is off, or I mean there's just a whole bunch of different reasons where the audio can be a little off. But but that one's really helped me out a lot, just helping out some of those audios that maybe just to help us out a little bit better. So I've really enjoyed that site. And I saw it when I was researching, but I don't hear people mention it a lot, but it's a good one.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that share. I'm actually going to link it down in the description down below. That's super cool.
Awesome. And yeah, no, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. And actually I want to follow up on that, because of course you can go online, of course, find anything, and there's so much information out there right now, and even for high profile clients, and I say high profile in quotation marks, because of course there's still people and they still have a struggle. Everyone has a secret struggle they're suffering with. But just in terms of high profile clients who may not have the time and you have to get their attention instantly, you have to hook them. What is, say, your go-to way of getting that attention?
Like if I'm sending like an email or something?
Exactly. Are you sending an email? Are you DMing them on Instagram? What are you doing?
Both. I mean, it's either, I mean, I pretty basically any and every way. I mean, I've emailed, Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger. Probably one of the best ways is if, like, I've had a guest on and that I know that guest is friends with one of these, like, one of the people, like, that I'm interested in. Or I'll always ask a guest, like, hey, like, if you ever think of anybody, like, feel free to connect me with them. And, like, a lot of people do. Or I've even reached out to past guests, like, hey, like, I see you're friends with so-and-so. Like, if you don't mind, like, I'd love that connection. Or, you know, if you ever talk to them, like, maybe just, you know, give me a shout-out. Because, I mean, I would love just to get – just to connect with them. And, like, obviously, if your friend refers you to somebody, it's you trust them a little bit more, right? So, so referral is always the best, just because you have a better trust of that person. But I would say, I mean, email and Instagram Messenger is probably my top two. But I always just start by just, I mean, like, I don't want to be like, you know, when you get like spam messages and it's just like, hey, go check out my profile and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to do that. Because I know for me, I instantly delete most of the things that I feel like just come off as like a robot. But I'm just, I mean, I guess if it's real, I mean, I just say, hey, like, you know, I really love the work you're doing or the book you put out or, you know, whatever they're doing. And just say that I'm a wellness physician. I have a podcast, like, would be honored to have them on if they had the time, and just to shoot me a message if you're able to, and we can, you know, pick a time that works. And, like, just nothing too long, just, but, you know, I acknowledge the work they're doing and that I like it and love them, and just as real as I can get. And I mean, typically it works out pretty well, or no answer at all if they're super busy. You know, a lot of these people that have a lot of followers, like Instagram messengers, they don't always, it's hard to get through them all. So I understand that, but that's basically, I mean, how I go about it personally.
Yeah. And absolutely. Like, sometimes people don't answer, or they answer super late. Like, I was asking a few people, maybe, I don't know, I don't remember how many, like maybe 10 people a day, and then no one was responding. So just be shooting these DMs out. And then after like a week, I got like so many responses. I'm like, oh my God, what will I do now with all these answers?
That's a good problem.
Yeah, it is. And actually, just to maybe add to that, these tips, like Calendly, are you familiar with that?
Oh, Calendly.com?
Calendly.com?
Oh, Calendly. I am, because I've had a few people use it lately. I don't personally use it, but I probably will in the future, because it makes it pretty like easy to schedule people, and if they have to reschedule and things like that.
Well, I definitely use it for everything, and I just think it saves a lot of time just in terms of booking inside of your calendar and sending it to theirs. I think it saves a lot of time. That's just like one of the secret finds that, for now, I'm really satisfied with.
No, I'll definitely check it out, because it does seem super helpful. And a quick thing, Oliver, when you were talking about like a delayed answer, I had a delayed answer that I messaged somebody that, like, right when I started the podcast, uh-huh. And they answered back 8 months later on an email. It blew my mind. Though, I'm like, did you save this email? Like, how did you? But yeah, so, like, you know, if you do have a podcast, or like if you're trying to reach out to people, don't think it's over because they don't message you back right away, because like it could be like a year later and they just have saved it for a time that's more convenient. But yeah, I thought it was pretty hilarious. But it was at least 8 months, maybe closer to 9.
Or probably I've also had an answer like that where I went to a business owner who was starting a vegan restaurant, and I asked him if he wanted to come on the podcast. He asked me how many listeners I had. I said probably like 30 downloads total. And then he was like, oh, well, that's a bit too small. Come back to me when you have more. And now I'm like maybe 300 downloads. And now he's like asking me to come back on. So that's like super cool to see.
That is cool. Yeah. I mean, some people want you to be at a certain, you know, at listener level. Some people understand like you have to build. So it just depends where that person is. I mean, obviously, like, if you're super high profile name, like, you know, I understand, like, you're trying to get your name out even further. But that's the reason, you know, I really like Gary Vee, because he doesn't care about that stuff. I know you probably heard him talk about on that content. It's just like he'd go on a podcast that has like 5 listeners just because the chance to, you know, spread what he's doing. So I'm kind of more on that. I'm kind of more on that level. Like I, you know, I, yeah, I would definitely do anything to collaborate. So, that's why I love Gary though. It's just because it makes sense. I mean, that you don't know who that one listener is, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And just duplicating yourself online is probably the one of the best investments you can make, is you reach out more people and it's like people can listen to you over and over again without you having to say it again. So
definitely,
it's definitely,
definitely
super powerful. I'd like to ask you, because I know you're probably super busy, and as a, an entrepreneur doing the podcast, doing chiropractor, being a chiropractor, I know probably sometimes, often with entrepreneurs, they spend most of their mornings working on themselves because after that they have no time. So I would like to ask you, like, what do the first 60 minutes of your day look like?
You say 50 or 15?
60.
Oh, 60. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
It cut off a little bit. Well, I got to say it's changed a lot because I, we were talking beforehand, like I have a 2-year-old daughter now. And it's, what I've learned from that whole experience is that mornings can kind of be unpredictable because sometimes if she wakes up earlier or sooner, you're like, you have to deal with some of those things that obviously being a parent, you have to deal with, or sometimes like, because you're taking care of a toddler, maybe you, and then you have to get your work done. Maybe you're up way later than you need to be. So you have to get a little bit of extra rest in the morning. So honestly, I have to be super flexible now. And I have to, you know, I had to get to a point where I'm okay with that, because like up until that point, my schedule in the morning was, you know, wake up, read, work out, get everything I needed to get done, and then, you know, go to work basically, which is obviously the most ideal schedule. But, you know, when you're a mom, like things come up, or, you know, you have to deal with certain things. So like you have to learn to be more flexible. And if you have to get something done midday that you usually get done morning, then, you know, you just have to do what you have to do. So, but I would say on like the most perfect morning, I can wake up, get a small workout in, read or watch something on YouTube for just like a few minutes that is just going to bring out my state. So like, just my inner, bring up my energy as far as like motivational level, things like that. You know, but the first thing I do, Oliver, every morning, regardless if I have to sleep a few extra minutes or not, even if it's like 5 seconds, like first thing is always gratitude. Just thank God for how, you know, blessed I am and how grateful I am for everything I've been provided, and just like just pure gratitude. Quick prayer, and that's, I mean, every morning, regardless if it's just 5 seconds, 1 minute, I before my feet hit the ground, that always happens. But definitely getting in state is a big thing. But the time that I'm able to take with that just depends on, you know, just depends on all of the mom stuff I have to take care of either the evening before or the morning. So, does that answer your question? Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Answer, but
no, that was a super cool answer, and I definitely resonate with practicing gratitude in the morning, because sometimes you're like, you're faced with some big decisions, and sometimes I go see some big business owners or some big podcast interviews, and even though they're still human, it still gets to your head that you're like, wow, I might mess up or like something, right? You always have these thoughts that come up, and it's, I think gratitude really grounds you and says, you know what, whatever, I still have the chance to do it. I'm super blessed to be here and just have this opportunity to talk to someone amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I feel like even if, I know, like, I'm not going to claim myself as the most successful person. I'm like, you know, you look at like maybe like a Fortune 500 owner and like things like that. And like, they can have these amazing mornings, but I'm sure all of them will tell you, listen, there's mornings that I'm not perfect. Like I maybe oversleep or I miss a workout or, you know, things like that. And like, there's definitely mornings that I that needs to be better, you know, or maybe I press the snooze button, you know, like, but it's just, it's all about like understanding, like, okay, you're not perfect. Tomorrow you're going to do a lot better, and just improve each day, and don't beat yourself up if you don't have a morning that's like the perfect morning, you know?
I like that. And I'm all about quotes. Is there a specific quote that you live by on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, that's a good question. And
I know that was like a weird ball, but
no, it's a good one. I really don't know who said it, but just feel the fear and do it anyway. I mean, like that's basically this past year what I've tried to do, because like I said, like starting a podcast and putting myself out there is, you know, it's not as so much now, I've gotten used to it, but but it was scary and just pushing through it, and that's when the amazing opportunities come. I actually wrote a children's book, and I'm doing a healthy children's book series, and like doing that and putting myself out there again, like that was scary, but like all of that has led to just amazing stuff this past year, and like I'm excited for the next, I mean, few years and beyond, just because like I'm just embracing that fear and just pushing through anyways.
That's super cool. Well, congrats for the children's book. What's it called?
Thank you. It's called Maddox's Trip to the Chiropractor. So it's
Okay.
Maddox. Yeah, that's my daughter's name. But yeah, so it's gonna be it's a healthy children's book series. So the first one's based about around chiropractic and how chiropractic helps your body heal and function at a higher level. Just a fun story for kids to understand. And then I'll have like a nutrition and fitness, and I'm working on that. And hopefully the new one will be out relatively soon, few months ish. So, but yeah, it's been a really cool process.
No way, that's super, super cool. I'd actually love to be like, what would you talk like, what's the biggest getaway? Is it just teaching kids how to be more healthy? What were you intending with that book?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, with, you know, my daughter has so many books and like containers and containers of books, Oliver, like hundreds, like it's ridiculous actually, because people keep giving them to her. But and you know, like they're cute books with, you know, really bright pictures and all of that, but like none of them really was teaching her anything of value in a fun way, you know, for the most part. I'm sure there was a few in there, but like, but none like as far as like teaching her how to be healthier, or like teaching her that her body is really smart and can heal if you get rid of the interferences that it might have. And like, and I just felt the need to create something that did that, because like I mean, what better way than to learn as a young kid that like a chiropractor isn't just for pain, but it can help me if I'm sick, or you know, things like that. So it's just like planting that seed at a young age that your body is smarter than what we give it credit for. And like any, there's nothing really you can give it outside in, like you know, going to the hospital doesn't necessarily make you a healthier person. It's great for emergency care, but like that's kind of the model that's pushed. So I'm excited to kind of teach a different model that teaches you that you're super powerful and your body can heal. So that was kind of my motivation behind it.
Yeah, that's absolutely super, super amazing. I know Warren Buffett also started books about investing, but I've never heard of other books or other people that were writing really to empower kids in that way. So that's super inspiring. I'd love actually to get it and just see the way you're able to write that and communicate to children.
Oh, thank you.
But
Yeah, if you guys are listening and want to check it out, it's on Amazon. You can search my name or the book title, Maddox's Trip to the Chiropractor, or on my website. But it's easy to find. And then the newest one I'll be probably throwing the new one everywhere on Instagram once it's out. So.
super cool. And send me the link also so I can share it. That'd be super cool.
Definitely, definitely.
Cool. Well, listen, we've already been, I think, 30 minutes in. So you had a lot of value to bring. I'm super grateful. What's the number one way people can connect with you?
I would say Instagram's the best way. Everything, all of my social media is just at Dr. Casey Johnson, and that's just DrKaseyJohnson. Like everything. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, my website's drcaseyjohnson.com. So I'm probably most active on Instagram. So I would say that's probably the best way to connect with me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What's the podcast name and where's the best place you can find it?
Yep, the podcast is the Unlock Wellness podcast. It's on basically every platform, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, I mean, SoundCloud, all of those places, it's there. You can also listen on the website. So super easy to find as well, either by the podcast name or by my name. So
super awesome. Well, Dr. Casey, thank you so much. Guys, if you made it this far, go check out and go DM Dr. Casey and tell her how much value you've gotten from the podcast.
Thank you so much, Oliver. I really appreciate it.
Friends, unfortunately, here is when the episode cuts off. But right after we cut it off, I actually had an amazing discussion and we went even deeper when it comes to like creating your podcast, the actual softwares we use, how do we actually get out to guests, and actually how we like put the content all together. So definitely I'm gonna post and create an episode specifically for the Nitty Gritty podcast. If all you podcasters or you soon to become podcasters want to check it out, feel free. It's gonna be the episode right after. It's gonna be untitled. It's gonna be hashtag podcast nerd or something like that. Something really, really technical, but that all the people that are interested in audio content are gonna get a lot of value out. Without further ado, super excited. Thank you so much for making it all the way. Do you hear it in my voice how pumped I am that you actually made it and actually enjoyed it? Thank you so much. Super blessed. If you want to give me a like on wherever you give likes or follow me wherever you follow me, just so you stay notified of when the next episode is going to come out. Actually, if you click on my Facebook newsfeed on one of the episodes, it's going to send you directly to a link where you could opt in and get notifications every single time I put out an episode. Keep slapping my hands. That's my sign because I'm excited. Without further ado, have an amazing day. Go apply whatever you learn in this episode.